Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Steve's out today, so it'll be me, Junior, and then the nephew. Oh, Lord.
Yay, yay. Let's go.
Let us pray. All right. Can you turn a hoe into a husband? That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Okay. That's what it says. Mm-hmm. That's what it says.
Wow. All right, okay. Dear Steve. I don't like saying that.
What's wrong?
That's
what they wrote on the letter,
Shirley. You didn't say it, Shirley. It's right there in the subject.
But yeah. I repeated it.
Okay, well, say it one more time because a lot of people didn't hear you.
All right. Can you turn a garden tool into a husband?
That's not what that say.
I like that much better. Here we go. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 33-year-old woman, and I had a one-night stand with a 29-year-old very sexy Brazilian guy. He gave me the best sex of my life, and I never expected to hear from him again. But he called me a few days after we hooked up, and now we've been dating for 9 months. Not long after we started dating, whenever we went out to our favorite club together, I would notice that a lot of older women approached him, and they would often ask him to dance or send him a drink over to our table. This made me very uncomfortable at first, but he told me that he used to be a trainer and they were all members of the gym. That being said, I know I should always trust my intuition because it turns out he was lying. He had come clean eventually because his phone, he had to come clean because his phone was ringing day and night and I couldn't take it. He told me that he used to be a male escort for single, rich, older women and he made a very good living doing it. He was on some kind of dating app and he admitted that he had sex with most of the women that he dealt with, which was close to 100 women over the course of 3 years. He says he hated it, but it was great money. He says that's in the past, and he wants to move toward me. I'm having trouble seeing a future with a man that's had that many women and is so recognizable when we're out together. He said I should be glad that he had so much sexual practice since I love the way he pleases me. And I do love it, but is he husband material? I don't know if I should let this man go or try to take it to the next level with him. What do you think? Can you turn a garden tool into a husband? Well, 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 aren't you the one who's calling the kettle black here? Okay, you're judging him, but you started off the letter with you had a one-night stand with a very sexy Brazilian guy. Okay, so the problem isn't that the one-night stand. The problem is he has so many women. That's the issue. You think he's a garden tool. That's what you're saying. But what is he to think of you when you had a one-night stand with him? Okay. And you know what? It really is all about what you can deal with, okay? And you've been dealing with him for 9 months. You have. I mean, you say you love the way he... You didn't say you loved him. You said you love the way he loves you, and you're considering him being a husband or marriage. Have you guys talked about marriage? Has he talked about that with you? Because usually that's a conversation you have together. It's also about, does his actions match his words? Does he do what he says he's going to do? If his actions don't match his words, then let the loser go. If he's changed and his actions do match his words, well, it'll take time. But, you know, if you do love him or fall in love with him and you love the way he pleases you and all of that, hey, you can give him a chance. You had a one-night stand with him. So, again, who are you to judge? People can change. And we say this all the time on this show. They will definitely change for the right person. The question now becomes, are you the right person for him? And is he the right person for you? You guys have been together for 9 years. Surely you know a little bit about each other. You've gone through your 90-day probation period and all of that. So, you know, if you guys are growing closer together, discuss these things. If he's changed, he just might be husband material. All right? So, and no more one-night stands. Junior?
You know what, Shirley? I'm going to actually agree with Shirley up to a point. But the problem I think she's having, she don't understand, Tommy. And I think that you can understand better than Shirley would.
Come on.
You know, we're on the same level. She's dealing with a sexual celebrity and can't handle it.
Come on.
What is it?
He a sexual celebrity. You can't handle it.
Celebrity.
See, the problem is you is caught up in the 100 women that keep coming up to him and saying, oh, my God, let me send you a drink. Now, you benefiting from the process, too.
Yeah.
Because if you at the table, they sending you a drink and him a drink. What is you complaining for? It's 100 women over 3 years. That's not a lot. That's 33 a year. Hey, That's not a real high number. Mm-mm. 33 a year. That's what he doing. He a sexual celebrity.
Like
you can't be mad. It's like you out with a celebrity. If somebody comes say hi, you can't get mad because I'm famous for something.
He a naked celebrity.
He a naked celebrity. You talking about 100 women. That's nothing compared to Will Chamberlain.
Oh,
yeah. That ain't nothing to Hugh Hefner. That is nothing to Superfly. The
Keep
Mac,
going.
That is nobody. It's just 100.
Keep going.
Get out the way of yourself.
Get out of
Take
your own
him
way.
And go.
It.
You won.
Yes.
You the woman sitting at the table.
Hello.
Now the sexual celebrity chose you. You can't handle it. Now he finna give it somebody else. I hate to say it. Because you complaining too much. Mm-hmm. Now you've been with him 9 months. He told you, okay, cool. This is what it is. I want you.
Yes.
You are this. This is it. So let's quit tripping.
Subject, can you turn a garden tool into a husband? This 33-year-old woman wrote in. She had a one-night stand with a 29-year-old, very sexy Brazilian guy. She said he gave her the best sex of her life, and she never expected to hear from him again. But he did call her a few days later after they hooked up, and now they've been dating. They're in a relationship. They've been dating for 9 months. All right, so after they started dating, she said a lot of older women would approach him, often ask him to dance or send him a drink to the table, things like that. And she said it was uncomfortable for her at first, but he told her that he used to be a trainer. So, you know, she's a little upset, I suppose, that he lied to her. He used to be a trainer, and they were all members of the gym. Okay, the gym. You guys have to use that one. But anyway, she said that she should always trust her intuition, and it turns out he was lying. He had come clean eventually. And see, that's another thing. This man came clean. He told you the truth. He said he used to be an escort. And he escorted older, rich women. That's what he did for a living. He said he didn't like it. Now, that part I don't believe. But he said he made a very...
Very different from rich, old, broke women.
Yeah, he made a very good living at it. So, you know, you're upset because all these women seem to be after him. But he's only with you. He's with you, okay? And how did he meet you? I keep bringing that up. All right, nephew, let's go. She wants to know, she's calling him a garden tool. Can you turn him into a husband? Is he husband material?
I cannot stand it when people don't see that they have hit the lotto. That bothers me. When there is a jackpot, let me tell you something. When the world gives you lemons, make lemonade and sell it and make a profit. Listen, the world gave you a sexy escort. Let's get this money. Yes.
Wait, what?
Let's get this money, Shirley. We ain't got time for you to be in love with this man. Oh. Pimping ain't easy, but it's necessary, Shirley.
So you want him to go back on the job?
Why would we take him off the job?
Because he's in a relationship, you idiot.
Let's quit worrying about relationship. Let's get this money.
Yeah.
Turn a garden tool into a better garden tool. Stop looking for your husband right now. Let's get this paper, baby girl. You know the rules, pretty Tony.
Come on.
Your girl chose me. Now we can settle
this
like we got some class and we can go outside and get into some gangster stuff. Let's get this paper.
Wait. Don't you quote one of my favorite movies of all time, The Mac, okay?
I had to. Right. You know the rules, pretty Tony.
Yes.
Your girl chose me. Now listen, this is what I want you to do,
classic.
Baby. You already know where all the rich ladies hang out at. They at the country clubs. They at the spas. They at the upscale malls.
Oh,
let's drop this boy off, this Brazilian boy, and let's get this money. Okay?
That's it, Tommy. That's it, don't.
She's 33, Tommy. Biological clock.
That does not mean nothing.
Okay.
Surely when the world gives you lemons, grab tequila and salt. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Get this money.
Get this paper.
He wants to settle down, and apparently so does he.
Hey,
9 months he's been together.
Once again, Shirley, we got to go back to one night stand.
I know. She did have a one night stand with him.
Okay, then.
But that was 9 months ago.
That's
they're in a relationship now.
Ooh, Shirley, you want to be.
The
let's skip
you wanna be
this
so
love
righteous.
And let's
you wanna
start
be so
a
righteous.
Business.
I can't stand nobody would be that righteous. Oh, you can't
no,
see
I'm not, wait
me
a
and
minute,
Tommy
now.
Is right there. Me and Tommy is there together. Drop this boy off at these country clubs.
Yes,
at these weddings. Get this okay. money. All these events that old people go to. Nursing homes.
And
he
guess what,
he
Junior?
Got to sleep with all the rubbed shoulders besides
you know what
thighs.
Else, Junior? He yeah. knows some more pretty Brazilian boys. He got some more friends.
Boy, does this sound like a company?
Get him on the payroll.
Does this sound like Brazilians are us?
You guys Hello? Are entrepreneurs.
Man.
I told you before about Uber booty, Shirley. You didn't believe me.
Oh,
what did I tell you?
Here it is.
This is it. This is a gold mine. When the world gives you lemons, make your lemonade. I'm sorry.
And he got the right
She's
clientele.
Thinking of a family now, okay? She's
It's
want,
not
she
time for that right
that
now. It's not your
past.
Time.
I didn't hear her put that in the letter.
That's what that means. Is he husband material, Junior?
I don't hear family.
That means.
That means if he just qualified to marry you. I don't hear family.
Well, when you
Shirley,
get married, the progression usually is to have children.
You're not going to stop us making this money, Shirley. We're not going to let you. We're
that's
gonna
why
right
she's
over
asking, because... Her clock is ticking, all of that. Okay.
Shirley, why do you not see the blessing?
I'm trying to tell you, she's looking right over it.
I see stupid. That's what I
no,
do see.
No, the blessing is the profit, Shirley. You don't see all this money we talking about
we
up
talking
in here?
About this is a company
yes.
that is profitable.
Ooh. Yeah, pimping ain't easy, I tell you
Brazilian
guys.
Boys are us. What are we talking
what is,
about?
That's us. And you know what we do.
We country clubbing.
Oh
we hitting
God.
The spas. We hitting the upscale malls.
No.
We rocking, baby. We look up a year later. We six figures deep, strong. What are we talking about, Shirley?
Everybody got a house. Everybody got
yeah,
a car.
Yeah, but okay.
And you gonna let love get in the way?
Yes, I am. And what does he do for a living? And he's got to come home to me every night.
Shirley, it is tough sleeping with people who have wrinkles all the time. It is tough to do that. This man making a sacrifice. It is tough giving somebody some medication before we lay down. That is hard work.
He just said older. He didn't say old.
Hey.
He didn't.
Hey. Rich,
all right,
older
we gotta
women.
Go. I'm sick of you guys.
You know the rules, pretty Tony.
All right, leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.